Why is it that every time we talk to an AI, we end up scrambling somewhere as fast as humanly possible?
I know. And if the good ambassador thinks I'm taking my lander down to the surface of Venus, he's got another thing coming.
Yeah, would be a lump of Swiss cheese after a few hours, even with underground parking.
We have reached Venus and are skirting the upper atmosphere. I must caution again that the surface conditions exceed a number of lander specs in multiple dimensions. The 95 Earth atmospheres, in conjunction with sulfuric acid rain at a pH less than 1, are well beyond the safety limits of a standard rapid insertion vehicle.
You don't say.
Hello, we've got company.
Two escorts at 6 o'clock. They're military.
Great. What do they want? Top of the morning to you too.
Switch flight controls to slave mode. All navigation lights off.
Hey, not so fast. Tell the ambassador we're not taking the lander down there without his guarantee he'll cover all of our damages. If you insist. But be careful. This lander isn't specced for your climate.
Not a bad reception so far, considering we're in hell.
Why would an ambassador choose a military reception?
He's probably paranoid about his safety.
Ow!
Thanks for the warning, folks.
But there's an embassy on Venus.
Whoa, we're heading straight for the ground.
Easy, Tiger.
Damn it, what numbskull cowboy programmed their brakes?
We have landed in an underground military bunker. The lander exterior is being steam cleaned. Alert. Hangar is being depressurized. Hangar temp is 200 degrees. I suggest you switch on your suits immediately.
Holy toast, this is outrageous. Are their brains corroded?
They're military. Not programmed for human niceties.
There'd better be a good explanation for this shabby treatment.
Follow the green arrow. Follow the green arrow. Follow the green arrow.